Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM, and here are the top headlines of this hour. Happiest Minds makes stellar debut, share soars 123%. VC investments from China down by 66% in 2020. Jim Rogers says gold and silver to hit new records soon. Supreme Court declines SBI plea against stay on Anil Ambani insolvency case. Bank of England makes no changes to stimulus push. Let's start with what really happened in the market today. Simmering tensions on India-China border and subdued global cues had a bearing on investor sentiment on Thursday, causing BSE Sensex to snap a two-day winning streak and slump some 323 points. Nifty fell 85 points to 11,519. RIL, TCS and HDFC Twins led the fall. Mid-caps and small-caps outperformed the large-caps. Sector-wise, the BSE Realty, Metals, Banking and Capital Goods indices declined over 1% each, while healthcare, IT and tech indices ended in the green. In the broader market, KPIT Technologies, Vinati Organics and Apollo Hospitals gained over 5%, while Trent, Dish TV and ITT Cementation each declined over 4%. Meanwhile, the primary market was abuzz amid the stellar listing of Happiest Minds. Now, Dish Street is eyeing two IPOs next week, those of CAMS and Chemcon Specialty Chemicals, which will open for subscription on Monday. We caught up with Vinod Nair of Georgis Financial Services to understand investment opportunities in the IPO market. Welcome to the show, Mr. Nair. What really caused weakness on Dalal Street today?
The market was influenced by the global trend, which was muted post the US Fed announcement being in line with expectations and having no additional stimulus. Continued border tension with China also worried the market. We can expect the volatility to continue, driven by global factors.
Let's talk about IPOs. Happiest Minds had a stellar debut. Should one take some profit off the table?
The premium listing of the stock may limit the performance in the short term, but we feel that it should be considered as a long-term growth stock due to the high growth business of digitalization and strong management. Majority of the business will not be impacted by the pandemic issue, and we feel that the premium valuations will stay. Currently, annualized PE post-listing is about 27, which is in line with the range of internationally listed peers and will limit the amount of consolidation in the stock. We will continue to see buying interest of long-term investors.
Two new IPOs are coming next week, CAMS and Chemcon Specialty. What are your views?
We have a positive view on both the stocks with a subscribe rating due to the good growth and stable financial performance shown in the last 5 years. CAMS has a strong monopoly as the largest registrar and transfer agent in the Indian mutual fund. Chemcon is a manufacturer of specialty chemicals predominantly used in high-growth pharmaceutical industry. Based on the financial credentials, the price offered is good enough for short and long-term investors.
On technical charts, Nifty 50 formed a bearish candle on the daily chart with a long upper wick. Analysts said such a pattern formation a day after breaching two key hurdles suggests a false breakout on the previous day. We have with us Rohit Singhri from LKP Securities to do the chart reading. What are Nifty Tech charts telling us?
After today's session, again, the market has formed the indecisive candles, which means that the direction is still not clear. One day we are seeing the positive, another day we have seen the negative closing. So I think the indecisiveness still in the market, one need to be very cautious at the time of trading on other every side, as in long as well as on the short, because both the players are getting trapped every alternate day. So I think one should need to be very focused, but again, the markets are in the indecisive mode right now.
What's your reading from the F&O data?
If you look at the derivative data, 11,600-11,700 will be a very strong hurdle on the higher side.
Can this weakness persist tomorrow as well?
It is very difficult to give the view because we have been witnessing a one day a negative, another day positive closing nowadays. So I think, but the overall stance, I'll keep on the positive front. Like I said, I would be I would be rather interested in buying on the dips with keeping stop loss below 11,450 odd levels for the targets of 11,550, 11,600 on the higher side. Same, I'll be very interested in buying in the Nifty Bank also unless it is trading about 22,000 mark. So again, buy on dips will be suggested, but with this strict stop loss, because we have been witnessing the sharp move either side. So I think the one should be very strict with the stop losses, 11,450 in the Nifty and 22,000 in the Nifty Bank.
Globally, other Asian markets ended in the red. European markets also traded lower in early days. US stock futures fell, pointing to a deepening rout in the S&P 500 as investors have become unsettled after the Federal Reserve's grim outlook for the economy. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Goodbye.